Day two of the NFL draft has concluded. Three rounds are in the books. The Vikings added two more players on Friday night. Before we get into the two guys that you added, you look at the two positions, D end and running back. They're some of the strongest positions on our roster. So talk about the philosophy of not drafting for need and just taking best players.
Well, Scott was our first selection, and defensive end, that's an extremely talented football player. And I know with Coach Zimmer, we'd like to roll the defensive line. He can never have enough pass rushers. He definitely gives us the flexibility to play some base end, some inside nickel rush stuff. You've seen him play nose tackle against Oregon. So the other thing that we really, really like about him is how hard he plays. He goes every snap, scrapping, clawing, fighting, and trying to get what he can get.
The second pick, Jerick McKinnon, running back. You know, a guy who at Georgia Southern did a little bit of everything. We don't know exactly what he's going to do here. We just know he's really good at football.
Yeah, he's a very good football player, great athlete, and athletes always intrigue me as long as they're great character guys. And he played some quarterback. He played some running back. He had played safety previously. I know we watched him, and I watched his pro day workout down at Georgia Southern. And it might have been the longest pro day I've ever seen a guy get worked out. He worked out as a running back. He caught balls out of the backfield. He caught punts. Then someone came in and worked him out as a DB all in the same day. But he showed up. You know, you watch the Florida game and the type of runner he is. But then he goes down there at the Senior Bowl, and then he really starts to make a move. And then he just goes and blows away the combine athletically. Probably one of the best athletic numbers that you can get there.
In your press conference, you were talking about Scott Crichton, the defensive end who we drafted. And one thing that I noticed you said is he's mean on the field. And, you know, he's Oregon State's all-time leader in forced fumbles with 10. So he plays nasty. Is that something that you
would coach? Yeah, no, that's something. Yeah, we're sitting there. And he's a fun guy to watch on tape. Mm-hmm. If you can find those guys when you're sitting there watching tape and say, man, I could watch tape on this guy all day by the style he plays, and Scott definitely fits in that role.
A few more rounds to go. They're all going to happen tomorrow. So what do you and Scott Studwell and George Payton do between now and the start of round four?
We'll wait till we get in tomorrow and see how the board starts falling. We got 2 fifth-round picks, a sixth and a seventh-round pick, and try to fill as many needs as we can.
All right. If you need any advice, just let me know.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Rick.